You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to another Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I am the Zany Mystic, also known as Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome back Athene Raphael to the show. Athene is a visionary, life coach, angel medium, angel reader, psychic reader, telepath, and intuitive. She helps people gain clarity, insight, and direction within themselves and in their lives. She has written several remarkable books on metaphysical subjects, also available as e-books. Her meditation CDs are among the best available, and her site is www.athenerafiel.com. So, with that said, let's welcome her to the show now.
Well,
hi, Athene. How are you?
This is great. It's great to be back. I'm in Colorado. This is a beautiful place here, and it's nice that people are spread out all over the place and enjoying the show.
Yes. What's happened since we last chatted? Has anything dramatic changed that we would want to catch up on right away?
Yeah, I really feel that there have been very dramatic changes that have taken place, and I feel very strongly that most of them took place last year during the time of the presidential race, and then also when the new president was elected to office, and there were some major shifts of energy that were going on. Interestingly enough, so many people focusing their consciousness in one place,
yes,
which is a very metaphysical concept to begin with. And doing that to elect that particular president, and then the market going down that way, and people losing a lot of their savings.
Yes.
Then also, that was a great many people focusing on an intense area of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those things produced shifts unto themselves. Okay, and beyond that, there were other shifts that I feel personally were hidden and taking place under the cover of those things, I guess I should say.
Uh-huh. Those are the ones I'm particularly curious about. Can you go into any detail about that?
Yeah, I feel that ultimately everything is energy. And so we in this third dimensional plane are us that are in physical bodies. We have, believe it or not, I believe that we have access to, like, almost every energy that is plausible, possible, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that we are actually a part of them, almost like a tree in the breeze. You know, whichever way the wind blows, we're going to feel it. You know, if it blows hard, we're going to bend harder. And so it's kind of like the underlying energies. There's always been a tension that's gone on.
Yes.
Particularly, you know, on moral ground in the human beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also been an underlying energy of what I want to call, I don't like the word negative.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel more like against nature.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I gotcha.
All right. And I feel that has become an insidious energy within people to disregard nature herself, the earth herself, without them even knowing that they're doing it.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And then at the same time, oddly enough, there is a group that is arising like a rose out of the fertilizer, okay, that is totally into, you know, ecology and turning everything around, and let's share what we have, and, you know, so that polarity that's been pulling on each other right along, those shifts that took place kind of covered up that underlying thing in a way that many people just felt it was like a slingshot. And that they were going down the road, and suddenly they took a big right turn, and they don't know what happened to the road. They were going straight down at all. All they know is they got turned.
Interesting.
And I hardly know anyone who has said that did not happen to them. As a matter of fact, I don't know anyone that said that didn't happen to them. Okay? And if it didn't happen to them at that time, it has happened to them since then. Okay? And so now this brings about an area of prophecy, or what has been prophesied for, you know, true, and of course there's many different arenas of prophecy, but I'll put it into more of the, I don't just want to say New Age, because, you know, I read a lot in the area of theosophy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I also have read a lot of the old prophets, you know, like Hermes Trismegistus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know, Pythagoras, you know, and much of what they said was that there would come a time when things would not actually be rotating or turning over to be the same as they were before. We've always been in a time of where you could judge what was going to happen pretty much to your life or in the future by history, by what had gone before, whether on a metaphysical level, whether on a physical level, genetic level. And something has shifted and changed there now.
Yes.
And there are new frequencies and new energies that none of our souls seem to have any memory of before this particular time.
That's interesting. It does seem that one person who spoke about the time wave zero. For some reason, my mind is blank at the moment, but I'll think of it in a minute. And he was saying that there will be increasing novelty as we reach, and he chose the date 2012 as the date that he had plotted out, not knowing that the Mayan calendar just happened to declare that the end of time. But I can see it happening, that there's a lot more uncertainty about what's happening and where we're going and what's next. It's like,
and even who we are.
Yes. Oh, yes, and that's important. I think this has to happen.
It's a big question, you know. It's like a lot of people were pretty sure they knew who they were.
Right.
And they were pretty sure that they knew what that meant.
Right, right.
Okay, and now they're discovering that, wow, maybe I do have a good idea of who I am, but it's not flowing in the same place it was flowing before.
Right, right. And do you find that a lot of that has to do with a shift away from materialism and greed?
I feel strongly, and I don't like to use this terminology, but I feel strongly that it is that struggle to find that balance between right and wrong, positive, negative, polarity,
light and dark.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, the yin and the yang. And not that, and it's more than that. It is that, but it's also more than that all at the same time. It's kind of like there are laws and there are rules, and they are cosmic and they are divine and they are human, and no matter what level you're on or where you live, there's going to be rules and laws that govern, you know, boundaries and et cetera. But now it's as if, you know, there is no boundary. You know, you can fly completely out into the nothingness. It's probably the easiest time a person could ever find to learn to meditate. And at the same time, a person could meditate expansive space of what I call nothingness and everythingness,
uh-huh.
that they might feel a little unsettled by that.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, you know, I cannot define it. I cannot put it in a box. I cannot say this or that or the other.
Right, right.
I can just say we need to do things like Anchor Light Daily. We need to do our prayers. We need to understand that there are forces of all kinds.
Yes.
And they're not all friendly.
No, precisely.
Okay.
Precisely. In fact, it does seem to me, at least from what I can see, from my limited view, that the forces that are not friendly have been controlling the planet since just about the beginning of time.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a very long period of time.
And we're just so accustomed and conditioned to them running the show that we have become kind of dumbed down and, shall we say, unconscious.
Well, it's been a matter of survival.
Right, right.
It's very
right.
much on the root chakra level.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
if I that instinctual thing, if I must take care of my family, myself, and my young, and that must be my priority.
Yes.
And so, if there's a power or powers out there that control that through the market, through wealth and control and greed,
mm-hmm.
then it's not so much that I want to bow down to that and allow that to be the controlling force in my life. It's just that if I don't, I'm going to be homeless, or I'm going to be this, or I'm going to be the other.
Right.
So the battle is truly inside the individual to overcome their own dependence upon a system that does not serve them,
right.
has not served them, and will not serve their children.
Oh, those forces seem to be destroying the world.
Right.
You know, the corporations
that have had the control
yes.
are causing the destruction. And so that's why I'm saying it is really within each individual that they're having to see this. Now, they're not able to necessarily do anything about it right now.
Right.
But just the fact that they're seeing it is a big deal. Okay?
Yes.
And why do you think that's a big deal, Lance?
To see it?
Yeah.
Well, because you can't make any movement without seeing the truth, without learning the truth.
Yeah, it seeing it is then
it changes it.
There's something inside of you that finally gets to go, aha.
Yes.
I knew this all along,
yes, yes.
but I couldn't ever say it was true because I didn't see it. Now I see it.
Yeah.
Now I know it's true.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now, you know, my consciousness changes, and I'm moved, even though I haven't moved anything physically,
right.
I am moved.
Right. And part of the struggle, it seems, just is... occurs just out of our denial and fear of finding out what the truth is.
Well, you know, I run into that so much, and we all do, you know, especially in our work or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's called a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you know, I saw things on television about water, ocean, in people's basements in Florida. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, we hear about the water tables rising, but, you know, they don't often show these people where the water tables have already risen.
Oh.
Okay, these people can't sell their homes. The water tables are not going to go back down.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're still covering up, or the media or the
yes.
news or whatever, it's still covering up the truth.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Making us think that everything's still okay on the
right.
front line.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's not.
That's right. You never see anything on the media about chemtrails.
Right.
And those have been going on for 10, 15, maybe 20 years.
And people who have known about it have been talking about it for that long.
Exactly. And if you even point to them and tell people what they are, and there's the crisscross lines going everywhere, and you can see them plainly, they'll just look at you and say you're crazy.
Well, see, the way I look at it is I'm having an attack right now, a respiratory and a nasal thing going on.
Uh-huh.
And I could hear the jets for the last, I don't know, 4 weeks or whatever.
Wow.
Okay, now I haven't had an attack like this in over 2 or 3 years.
Right, right.
All right, so I truly believe that they're putting something out there.
Oh, I totally believe that because, you know, I've seen them going overhead now for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time I've had to learn how to shut off my emotions because it continuously brings up so much anger and resentment that anybody could get away with such a thing, and that what's in them is questionable. We don't know yet, but there are days when I'll go outside and I'm just literally hacking. I just
right.
am coughing until I just feel like my guts are going to come out.
Yeah.
And that is definitely makes a connection for me between what's falling out of the sky, and it's not just smog.
And how does this help the medical community?
Well, and what does it have to do with? I mean, what we know that they put fluoride in the water, and aspartame kills the brain cells and neurons, and so on and so forth, and probably 10,000 other little things that we are not aware of at the conscious level, is all contributing towards our failing health.
Well, our failing health or dependency upon the medical system. Okay?
Yeah.
They talk about how people are living longer. We can give you medicine to keep you alive longer.
Okay.
We can give you medicine for these symptoms or those symptoms or this or that or the other. Well, yes. You know, you guys can do that. And you pharmaceutical companies can make a fortune, which you are doing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
And so, once again, we're back into big business. We're back into the market. We're back into, you know, where all that. And now, the market, the stock market is a worldwide thing now.
Yes.
It's not based on the United States anymore. Now it's based on the whole world.
Yes.
Okay? And so, you know, we're talking about a structure that is also, on its own level, having to restructure.
Yeah, true,
okay?
True.
And so if we don't restructure ourselves on our physical health, on our mental health, on our emotional health, if we don't reprogram ourselves,
yes,
there isn't going to be anything in the outside world that's going to reprogram it for us.
Right, right.
Okay. When I say psychic attack does exist, what I mean is when people sit around hating themselves and telling themselves how rotten life is every day and feeling helpless and hopeless and that, you know, then they are actually being attacked by their own psyche or by some
right.
form of wave of energy.
Right, right.
That's been there for a long, long time.
Yes.
And so this is the reason I talk about, you know, meditation or anchoring light, calling forth, you know, light being equal to love, the same thing, God, Goddess, all that is, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I tell people, get in touch with it, okay? Not mine, not my belief, not the church's belief.
Exactly.
But your own.
Yes,
okay?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So, you know, this is what people have to do. They have to come to this point of understanding, I am truly mind, body, soul, and spirit, and I need to be actively participating on all those levels of myself if I'm going to survive these energies.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie, you know, lots of people have been leaving the planet in the last couple of years, just, I mean, out of the blue.
Well, it seems that there's a lot of information that indicates that a lot of people are going to leave the planet.
Well, there is, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's amazing.
Are you saying that out of the blue meaning?
I mean, you know, you're 50 years old, 54 years old, you're healthy, you're working today, and tomorrow you're dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Not just literally disappearing and
right.
forever. And, of course,
right.
there are people that are kidnapped and used in the sex slave industry, but that's
right.
a whole other story.
Right. I mean, but it's, like, weird.
Yeah.
Person's
yeah.
never been sick or whatever a day in their life, had great health insurance, you know,
yeah.
and they're just gone.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there going, okay then.
All righty.
You know, I'm going to make sure I'm ready in case my time comes tomorrow. I'm ready.
That's right. That's right. right. You know, living in the moment and fulfilling our dreams and our bliss seems to be really important right now, and trying to figure out what that might be.
And what exactly, when we talk about that, okay, it's like, to me, you know, I have been so dedicated to my own enlightenment, my own, you know, learning, self-realization for so many years, that what I've discovered is through that process, what I have found is called inner peace. Okay? Now, I'm not saying I'm, you know, better than anybody.
Right, right.
What I'm saying is that when it really comes down to it, no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what kind of drama everybody around me is going through, ultimately, I know that I have that inner peace.
Yes.
And I am so grateful.
Yes.
That I did the work when I did it.
Yes, yes.
Because I'm like looking at what, you know, people are going through right now and saying, geez, I'm glad I did that. Now, what is inner peace? Inner peace is knowing yourself well enough.
Yes.
To understand that you are God, God is all that is. Knowing yourself well enough to understand your own neurosis, your own shortcomings, your own talents, your own abilities, you know, knowing that if I'm good at mopping floors, then that's what I'm good at.
Yes.
Why do I need to feel bad about myself if that's what I'm good at and I enjoy it?
Yeah.
Why do I have to feel like I'm a lesser person because I'm not a doctor?
Absolutely.
You understand?
Absolutely. And, you know, the one big hindrance, it seems, and one of the biggest lessons we ensouled humans seem to have to learn is to love ourselves.
And that's a very big one right now.
That's up for so many people.
That's a very big one right now.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, once again, talking about self-realization, loving yourself as the love that you are. And how I began with that, because I really, you know, we all had a beginning in this lifetime when we woke up one day and said, look, you know, I'm sick of living my life like this. I think I need to figure out something here.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, and I've been very blessed. I don't know how or why I've been so blessed to have spirit in my life the way I have.
Yeah.
Because even when they first came to me, I said, you know, are you sure you have the right address? I'm sure there's somebody holding you down the street. But I really meant that. So
it's a good one.
So, you know, it's a thing of, I started with, if I'm good enough for God to love, then I'm good enough to love myself.
Yeah, I like that. That works.
Okay, and because I couldn't just say I'm good enough to love myself.
Yes.
All right, I didn't come from that kind of background.
Right.
You know, it was very selfish, as a matter of fact, to even mention, you know, loving yourself or something. It was almost the, you know, Jesus Christ mentality of the martyr.
Yeah.
All right? It's give everything you have, and then, you know, God will love you, and when you die, you'll get your reward.
Right, right.
All right? And so, you know, that's another part of the programming that is a great hindrance to people.
Yes.
With not understanding that God lives with you right here, right now, every day of your life, and that heaven on earth is about you re-remembering how you and God are related.
Yes, yes.
So,
and removing the intermediaries that all claim that that you have to go through them to get to God.
Well, it's been like that forever.
Hasn't it?
It's another control tactic.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's another power trip. It's another...
Another matrix.
Greed. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But not always. I mean,
No.
If you read, you know, I've read comparative religions for years, and ultimately the truth runs through all of them. It's
right.
The same truth.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's human beings' interpretation of that truth that has distorted it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. And because we tend to be inclined towards, we have been inclined towards the dark aspect of not seeing that, not working with the shadow aspect of ourselves, we've distorted the truth in such a way that disempowers us.
Well, not only disempowers us, but it's almost like creating a safe haven for others that don't want to see.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
It's
That's
like
right.
being born blind and saying, I want all my children to be born blind.
right,
and
right.
And I want us all to live that way, because if one of us can see, then we won't feel normal being blind.
That's right. Yeah, good analogy.
Okay?
Wow.
And it's like, no, it isn't about that. Okay? It's not about being like anyone else.
Yeah.
It's not about fitting in someplace, because that's the biggest thing for humans. They need to feel purpose in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel a sense of direction in their life. And they need to feel a sense of belonging in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're always seeking. Always.
Yeah.
Okay? And so when you say to a person, the only place you're going to find those things is on the inside of you, you actually have all of them inside, they look at you like, what are you, nuts? You know what I mean? Okay? It's
yeah.
like, you know, no, if I just have enough money in a mansion, I'm going to have them. Or if I have this or that or the other.
Right. The perfect relationship.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Life is the experience that it is.
Yeah.
And you are basically the universe and center of that experience.
Yes.
So make good use of it and honor the planet that you're on that sustains you.
Yes, yes. Speaking of the planet that we're on, we have been pretty much degrading her for such a long time that it seems that we're headed for some major breakdowns. Doesn't it seem that...
We are. We're already in the major breakdowns. We're not headed.
Well, that's what I thought, but
I didn't want to... 90 miles of debris and garbage in the ocean along different parts of the coastline on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Dead
zones in the ocean.
We've dumped so much debris in the ocean that we've got space debris now.
Nuclear waste.
places in space that our spacecraft can't even go because there's so much space debris.
Yeah.
Okay. Landfills where they have to take a ferry or a boat to take their trash from one place to another because there's no place on their island for it.
Wow.
So, you know, we have basically disassociated ourselves from nature.
Yes.
Okay? And we actually, our purpose in being on this planet is to be stewards of the Earth.
Yes, I think we're failing on that count.
Right, and when we started building boxes or houses that shut everything outside, okay?
Yes.
Then we forgot to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we felt in some way that we were separate and apart from outside, or that outside had nothing to do with inside. I don't know, there's been a big disconnection between most people and nature.
Yes.
And
yes.
If they don't get back in touch with nature, and two, nature, the nature, Mother Nature herself, the Earth herself, is ultimately the place that we have to plug ourselves into to actually receive and understand what we are as soul and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's such a gift, and
mm-hmm.
she's so beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And so, it's like... You know, I hate to even talk about this area because they do. You know, the scientists and everything talk about that we're going to be able to turn this around. But in all honesty, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either.
Okay? In all honesty, I believe that we have the power to make the massive changes that will help with the survival of the planet and the people. But turning it around is too late.
Well, it is too late, and you can't even get two people on the planet to agree on what to do, let alone to get the power together to legislate it or do whatever it takes to get it to happen. So, and for every person who says there's global warming, you've got somebody shouting that it's a bunch of you-know-what. So,
you can start a war with no problem at all.
Well, it seems to be pretty easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you can't get people to come together on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, what is that about, actually, in reality? You know, it's got to have something more than what we're seeing. there's got to be some unseen stuff going on there.
Well, I agree.
Because ultimately, we know, everybody that's listening to the show, and you and I, and even my parents who are agnostic, know that they want to grow their own tomatoes, that they take care of their yard, that nature is, you know, a beautiful, awesome thing to respect.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
So once again, when you were talking about the programming or the, you know, we have been, you know, almost brainwashed.
Yeah.
Okay? With some sort of energy, some sort of frequency.
Yes.
That keeps us from connecting on the levels that we need to connect with. And so I say to everyone, you know, go out there then. Get back out to nature. You know what I mean? Go out by the stream, by the creek, by the, you know, in the woods, wherever you have to go to get away from anything but be in the middle of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, because nature is going to tell you straight up what's going on.
Right, right.
And it will give a person a sense of purpose or knowing, maybe if nothing else, where they need to be and how to do their part, not to save the planet, but to respect their own stewardship and their own purpose in that.
Absolutely. And, of course, you being so intuitive and psychic and the rest of it, you must get those communications from various spirit forms in the David Kim kingdoms and realms that we can't even perceive because we're so shut down.
Well, and it's not that everybody isn't getting it. It's more that people are not aware of what they're receiving.
Right, right. Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, I call it reawakening. Okay, they're feeling it.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling it, and so people are just, you know, basically doing really strange things right now. You know, they're getting angry, or they're going off the deep end, or they're you know, they're not understanding why. They're not in charge, or you know, and so they're seeing a reaction to that energy, and they're also realizing that's not the reaction I want to be having.
Yeah, right, right. It's
okay,
not constructive.
And so that's part of waking up. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If that's
yeah.
not the reaction I want to have, and so more and more people are doing things like yoga and stress relief, and you know. They're finding things that, you know, unfortunately, somebody put a stamp on things that were New Age and put all those things under its banner, but that's not true. Stress
right.
relief and meditation and yoga and all that stuff has been around forever.
Oh, thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, and it's not New Age.
Heavens, no.
You know? And so, you know, people get afraid, you know, and it's like, nobody's here to convert you. Everybody's here, when I say here, in this place where there is peace.
Right, right.
Is here to say, welcome, if you want some peace, you know, here's how I got it.
Right, right.
You know, that's all.
Right.
Bottom line, you know, but people have, what they will not admit is that they are soul and spirit. They just think that they have no say in that, or no connection to that at all, and that's just a myth.
Yeah. It's such a big awakening to start to think of yourself as an eternal and infinite soul that is here, that is around forever.
Right.
It's a whole different mindset, and it changes the way you see things.
It does, and it's supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good then. It's doing the right thing.
It is supposed to.
Yeah, it should.
Because your life should be understood in a manner of eternal self.
Yes.
Okay? This is another phase of what I'm doing eternally. This is the vehicle that I'm using. This body that I'm wearing right now is the vehicle that I'm using.
Right.
The spirit and soul that I am to experience whatever it is that I need to experience.
Yes.
And to me, awakening, what my awakening was about, was a realization of coming to a point of remembering where I had been in my learning and my experiencing before that time, and picking it back up from there.
Huh.
So I'm a person who truly believes that we're picking up where we already started, and we're reawakening and re-remembering that and continuing on.
Yes.
And that's what eternal self is about.
Yes.
And so the more joy you find in that, and the more acceptance you have of that, the less forgetfulness, they call it when you cross over, they say there's this fountain that you drink of before you come back in to body again.
Oh, yes.
Okay, they call it the fountain of forgetfulness.
Yes.
And they say, you know, certain people drink a lot deeper than others.
Yeah.
So let's say that you had 100 or 200 or 300 physical incarnations.
Uh-huh.
And so you finally got to a point where you didn't feel like you needed to forget everything you already knew before you got here and start all over again.
Right, right.
And these crystalline children that they talk about?
Right.
Okay, and I don't know if you've seen anything about them or if you've even watched like some of the stuff that's going on with these kids, once again, like on the Oprah show or some of those other places where they bring these little kids, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, that can show you, you can ask them, they can't even hardly talk, and you can ask them to show you on a map where Russia is,
yeah,
where this is, where that is. They can point it out to you.
Yeah, yeah.
They can play Bach and Beethoven at 4 years old.
Yes, yes.
Okay? They can do these amazing things. And what they're doing is they came back in with full memory.
Right, right.
Of what they were able to do before they got back.
Right, right.
And to them, it's nothing.
Absolutely.
And it's happening. They're here. Okay? They're coming in by the hordes. And it's that's why I say it's an unprecedented time.
Well, this is all interconnected in a general ascension of the third density to higher densities, isn't it? The whole galaxy and universe is supposed to be going up a couple of notches.
Yeah, well, you know, evolution is a process.
Right.
So therefore, one domino hits the next domino, hits the next domino. And that it's a progression.
Right.
But this acceleration here, and them always talking about 2012, I mean, I've been invited to speak about 2012 on numerous occasions, and I always felt like I should laugh. But at any rate, the reason being is that we're already
in it.
The shifts and changes that
yeah.
they're talking about
yeah.
in 2012.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay? And so I have to laugh because it's like, somebody thinks that on a certain date, Big Ben is going to stop or something. You know, it's never been that way.
Right.
Okay? But, once again, I personally, and, you know, I never know. This is my thing. I believe everyone's insane. I just happen to like my insanity better than most people's. Okay?
I like that.
Okay? And be wary of anybody that tells you they're sane.
Right. Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
They could be the most dangerous people you've ever met.
Yeah, I agree.
But in my own experiences, I am just shifted from so many dimensions into so many other dimensions, just hourly, daily, weekly, that, you know, this is unprecedented, okay? And what that means to others, as far as I can see, is that they, too, are going through that, and they're experiencing it, and they're actually through a process of downloading or osmosis or whatever you want to call it,
right,
receiving awareness, but maybe they haven't got the conscious mind to accept that yet, but it will be there.
Yes. In other words, they're getting the downloads, and they're kind of almost like a temporary, almost like when you download a program or a story or something, you don't have time to read it right then, and then when you have time, you go back and open those files, and they're all there.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, and that's all, you know, happening, like, on such a great level right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only thing, the only major concern for me is the fear, how strong the fear is. Okay?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, and how powerful it is.
And there are forces that play on that and have been playing on that since the beginning, aren't there?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fear is a natural instinct. Every human being needs to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to have fear, otherwise we might stand out in front of a truck and get run over.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, drowned in the bathtub. I don't know. But, you know, fear is natural. It's a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have let it become the big ultimate, you know, clog
right.
in the pipe
right.
that stops us from ever feeling free.
Yes, that's right.
Okay? I don't know if I should even share this or not, but I have felt myself being watched as of late in a way that is unfamiliar to me, and it's not my guide.
Uh-huh.
It's not my light. It's not an energy that is, like, making itself known to me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Believe me.
In any other way other than I know it's been watching me.
I feel like that all the time.
Okay? And so, you know, once again, you know, I call forth my teachers and my guides. I call forth all those that assist, guide, guard, and protect. The light within that I am, the truth of the higher realms of goodness and love and God, Goddess, all that is, you know, that anchoring of light daily,
right,
okay,
right,
that creating that energy of love around myself, you know, and I very much like the name the I am that I am for God rather than God, saying I am that I am, I am that I am, acknowledging that I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to, you know, best way I can put it is not let other forces attack me.
Right, right.
Because really, if you think about it, you know, all these people of negativity and fear that are around you, whether they know it or not, they are creating and presenting energies
that
do attack others.
That's right.
Unconsciously.
That's right.
It's not like they're running around wanting to do it or knowing they're doing it. But unintentionally, they are doing it.
Yes, yes. They're carriers or channels for negative attachments and entities and energies, and some go so far as to call them ghouls and so on and so forth.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is, to me, it is very, very important because I went through a lot of hauntings when I was young.
Oh, really?
It's very, very important for a person to understand how to protect themselves within the light, because you can be haunted. You know, there's so many people out there that are experiencing hauntings and ghosts in their house, and they're afraid to tell anybody, and they're afraid to do anything about it because they don't want the stigmatism of what people will think of them.
You know, I hear that constantly, and it's like, when are we going to give up this fear of what people think of us? For crying out loud, if we don't talk about these things that are very real in our lives, how are we ever going to figure out what's happening? And
that
they're happening to everybody else, too.
Right, and the stigma of that is that there's something wrong with you because you're experiencing, let's say you are, and nobody else in the house is.
Well, we need to get over that one.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, so you think that this negative force is affecting this one person in your house, and because you're not aware that it's there, it's not affecting you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's what I call a closed mind.
Yes, yes. So, well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people still slumbering as they walk around going to their jobs and coming home and living their lives.
And there's a lot of people, too, that I believe very, very prayerful. Whatever kind of prayers a person is saying, as long as they understand that they have the power to use prayer to protect themselves with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I say protect themselves, I'm talking about my own inner love,
mm-hmm.
my own inner light, my
right.
own inner goodness.
Right.
To me, that's worth protecting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't like when people say, well, gee, you're in fear, and that's why you're protecting yourself. I'm like, no, I'm aware that's
right.
why I'm protecting myself.
Right, and awareness is a different thing. It has to do with the
not
level of consciousness.
Not letting that stuff attack you, yes.
Without awareness, we're living in a state of, you know, denial and ignorance. So,
I call it existing.
Right, right.
As opposed to living.
Right.
Okay? Many people exist. They go through the routine.
And as you said, that's getting harder and harder for people to do because their routines are shifting around without them. It's almost like the game board's changing and they're still playing checkers, but it's no longer the checker game. It's Monopoly or chess or,
right.
Or maybe it's the multi-dimensional games, you know.
Yeah, they're trying, okay,
yeah.
To find a way back in.
Right.
To something that no longer exists.
Right. And, of course, the New Age label for that, and don't roll your eyeballs, anybody, the old paradigm, which does seem to be kind of dying on the vine. I mean, I can see it in certain political formats that what worked for the last 8 or 10 years is now looking like a comic act.
Yeah.
And it's literally crumbling. It's as if you're seeing it just erode before your very eyes, and there's just very few people who are still on that train.
Yeah.
And they're hell bound to ride that train right down to right to the end of it.
And it's, you know, once again, you know, that reincarnation thing. Maybe
yeah.
That's what their incarnation in this lifetime is about for
well,
them.
Yes. That's the thing. We don't know that.
And so I can honor that.
Well, yes, of course.
As long as they don't try to run me over with their train.
Right.
Okay?
Unfortunately, most of those people would be very happy to.
Yeah, and that's what I say. If you come at me with your train, we're going to have problems.
That's right.
Just, I don't care if you want to ride your train or not, but
right.
I have no intentions of getting on it.
Exactly.
You know?
And it better be the love train.
Yes, you know. And it is. It's, like you say, if we can't laugh at ourselves.
Yeah.
If we can't, you know, and it is. Money is such a powerful force.
Oh, my gosh.
That,
oh, my gosh.
You know, all of a sudden, any childlike qualities you had, when the seriousness of money and the mundane and the bills come into play, there's no more kidding around. You don't get to be a child anymore.
No, and then you read in the various sources of on the Internet and so on that the Bilderberg Group, the wealthiest people in the world, met in Greece to decide the fate of the financial world. And, you know, you're talking about queens and princes and the elite and the moneyed. And then there's another moneyed group that met, another group of billionaires met to make some choices about things. And, you know, it just really seems that things do need to shift.
And for me, I've prayed for years. Those people that have the money, that 1% that they call the wealthiest, that their awareness would shift.
That would be a good thing.
Okay, that's what I have prayed for years.
That would be a good thing.
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, is money coming down now? Is it not going to be the form of exchange? And I'm like, wouldn't it be nice if it was that easy?
Yeah.
You know, but things don't change that quickly.
No, it doesn't seem that way.
No, they just don't. You know, so there's, you know, there has to be consciousness, and no matter how we look at it, it has to be done on the levels of the people that actually are the ones that have the power and the control.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then also, like I said, you know, as so many people are now starting to barter again, they're starting to do these things that they hadn't done in a long, long time, growing their own vegetables and things along that line. And personally, I think it's giving people a lot of peace.
Yes, yes. I've started doing it myself.
Yeah, me too.
I set up a whole new area with deer fencing so I can plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that since I was a little kid on my grandparents' ranch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But something in me said, you have to do this. This is really important. Just keep doing it. You get this area prepared. Get the dirt in. You will be happy that you did it. And
out here, they're buying property just and planting their whole backyard. They have chickens, and they are putting vegetables in, and people are buying from each other and trading, and, you know, they're really getting into that, once again, more connected with nature and understanding, hey, you know, I can feed myself.
Yes, yes. And then learning that, you know, we can help each other along the way, that there's excess. There are many places to donate excess food. There are neighbors who might enjoy it. And you know, if everybody did that and everybody thought that way, of course, there would be no starvation around the world. But, the forces and the powers that be have set up some pretty strong restraints on the population being fed and able to meet its needs. So I am hoping and praying that that is a large part of the shift that's coming. That
as we all are.
Yes, that we're taking our power back.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't get to see into the future this time.
Yes, you know, I try to peer into it, and I can't seem to see beyond just maybe weeks.
Yeah, we're not being given that, okay?
Is that why?
I'm a visionary. I'm a person who can normally see, and I can't see right now.
Yes. Right? I wondered if there was something wrong with me.
No, there's nothing wrong with you.
Glad you mentioned that, because I wouldn't have said anything. I can usually sense into the future. I can sense something coming around. I can't sense a darn thing lately.
Right. If Spirit wanted us to know this, they'd be letting us know.
Well, yes, I guess you're right.
There's a reason that we only have the amount of knowledge or awareness that we have right now. And that's the other thing, is surrendering and saying, that's okay, I signed up for this.
Right, that's right.
Okay, I signed up for this, and whatever comes around the corner, I'll deal with it.
Right, now that's all, I always come to the same conclusion.
Yeah, you know, and so that's another, to me, blessing.
Yes.
Another part of the awareness that I'm very grateful for is knowing when to surrender and when to not, you know, not feel like you said, that there's something wrong with me because I can't see what I normally see.
Right. Well, then that helps explain some things. It's quite possible that there are some major shifts around the bend that maybe we are best not knowing about.
Well, there are major shifts. We're in major shifts, and they're not going to stop.
Right. Well, hopefully not.
Okay, they're not going to. That's not going to happen. They're just going to get more and more intense.
Good.
Okay, what that means or what that's going to create or the outcome of that is what we're not allowed to.
That's right.
And I truly believe it's because it hasn't been decided yet by the consciousness of those that are working within those different frequencies and patterns that are going on. I believe it's because it doesn't have a for sure outcome.
Right. Is it possible that there are several timelines that could break off and go their own way?
Of course. This is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's... Everybody has their own belief. I mean, it's kind of weird, and you know, some people think the mothership is coming, and
though I know people like that,
think you know, the rapture is coming, and
right,
whatever.
Right.
I just truly, in my heart of hearts, know that I've been manifesting and creating for many, many years, bringing something into form, being able to manifest and create. If you don't bring it directly into form, doesn't mean that you have not manifested and created it, does not mean that you will not experience it.
Right.
And this is one thing that I've learned that I think many people don't hear or don't want to. If it's been manifested and created, it's there whether you can see it or not.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, exactly. So, in other words, is what you're saying that some people feel that they need to write a book or do this or do that in order to manifest, but they actually are manifesting on levels that we're not aware of.
Yeah, that they can't see.
Right.
It informs.
Exactly.
But they've done it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
And so they will at some point on some level experience that, maybe not in the 3D,
right.
But it is part of what they have created.
Right.
And that's something that, like I say, you know, it's going to be a big thing because everybody's going to be getting to look at their own reality before too long here.
Yes. And let's hope we've been creating a very positive one.
Well, I'm not too worried about mine.
I'm okay on my side of the street pretty clean by now. I've been sweeping and cleaning and, you know.
That's right.
So, but, you know, there's always a little bit of dust somewhere that you find blowing around.
Yeah, and I want to, you know, and I want to be on that frequency and that level where other people are also there.
Yes, exactly.
Other souls, other energies, whatever.
Exactly. Well, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We have just, we've managed to chat through another hour.
It was great.
And it's flown by. Would you please tell people how to reach you on your website?
Yes. You know, they can just go in and put my name in there, and
yeah.
I'm sure they can find me with no problem at all. It is Athena Raphael. The first name is spelled A-T-H-E-N-E instead of with an A on the end. And Raphael is spelled a little differently because it's R-A-E, F like in Fox, I-E-L, instead of like the angel's name.
Right, right.
But if they just search for Athena Raphael, it should come up on the web with no problem at all. My website is athenaraphael.com.
Wonderful. Well, Athena, thank you so much for such a wonderful time. I just really enjoy talking to you every time we get together, and I look forward to the next one, too.
Me, too.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again. Thanks for bringing so much light and love and wisdom to the world.